A rallying cheer rumbled through the Martha's Exchange restaurant in downtown Nashua Tuesday evening as Jim Donches walked in to greet his supporters. Donches was quick to turn to city business.
We all need to work together to achieve even a greater success for our community in schools, in commuter rail, in trying to work on the heroin crisis, the downtown housing.
Donches, an alderman at large and former mayor, ran against Chris Williams, the former CEO of the Nashua Chamber, for 9 years. A little more than 15,000 residents cast their ballots. Donches soundly won all 9 wards, defeating Williams with 56% of the vote. Donches was also the top vote-getter among 6 candidates in the primary. Both the firefighters and teachers' unions endorsed him, as did Alderman President David Dean, who placed 3rd in the primary. But it was a hotly contested race, with both candidates breaking records with fundraising in the 6 figures. Williams collected more than $185,000, with several gifts as high as $5,000 and $10,000. Donches raised more than $143,000, with smaller contributions from a greater number of donors. Resident Marjorie Moore says that Donches has more of a history with voters.
Jim is a real person. He's a real Nashua citizen. He's walked the streets and talked to everybody in the neighborhood for years. I think it's personal for him. It wasn't a show. It wasn't, it was real.
Both candidates were strong advocates of downtown revitalization, urban housing, and drug prevention. But their background struck a contrast that played out contentiously online and in the media. And money made a difference for resident Nancy Walton Ham.
I was agitated about the fact that Chris Williams had such large donations from developers especially, because I remember 30 years ago when the developers basically ran this city.
Critics cast Williams as an inexperienced politician, but the union leader in the Nashua Telegraph endorsed him, praising his insights with the business community. After the election results, Williams released a video on Facebook asking supporters of both campaigns to come together.
Now that the election is behind us, we're going to be able to have conversations on merging the ideas that we each were presenting to our city and see what can really come out of those ideas and those conversations coming together and our city moving forward united rather than divided.
Donches regains the title of mayor after a 24-year hiatus. During his 2 terms, he initiated public kindergarten, boosted teacher salaries, and increased the tax base by $850 million. In the course of his tenure, Money Magazine voted Nashua as the best place to live in America.
Hey, Jim, get to work!
Well, the inauguration is not for 2 months, and Vic and I really need a little rest, I can tell you that.
At the end of the night, Donches says it was a tough race.
So we had to work extremely hard to win. We had many people involved, and I think all of the door-to-door, the calling, just makes a lot of difference.
The Nashua mayoral race is nonpartisan. Jim Donches is a registered Democrat. And though this race is over, with the presidential primary in full swing, many expect the mayor-elect of New Hampshire's second-largest city to stump for the bigger races in 2016. Donches swears in as mayor on January 3rd. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.